straight into the groove. Sustain a life. Anyone can help me with that, by the way. It doesn't have to just be me.
Oh, no. Nah. I'm not warmed up to sing.
Yes, Rita Steele's in the house. How's it going, Rita?
Good. How are you?
I see you had quite a grunty jacket when you came in. Looks like one that would take some wind.
It's a fall jacket, an autumn jacket.
Doesn't have a whistle on it. John's has a whistle on it.
No, that's a good idea.
Safety first, guys.
Safety first. But also, it's kind of a dog whistle. It's like if you're lost, I guess that's one of the things that's looking for you if you're under the snow, isn't it?
Only some of the species can hear it.
Well, you heard how loud it was when I did blow up full power.
Pretty high pitch.
It's quite piercing.
Now,
anyway, not my whistle.
Getting on to the task at hand, this is Sustaining Alive, where we try and better ourselves in different aspects of our livings. We decided to go down the genetically modified route, or not to. You're going to tell us the pros and cons.
Basically.
I'm all for it.
In a nutshell.
I reckon go for it. Give me more of those sheep. Hey.
Dolly.
Yeah, old mate, Dolly.
I've raised it this week because on Friday, if anyone was keeping a close eye on the environmental news, there was an environment court decision that came out. So basically, under the RMA in New Zealand, it means local councils can decide whether they're going to have their areas as GE free,
okay.
Which means you can actually go to your ratepayers and the ratepayers association and say we want to be GE free, and that can go through.
Is this
your
like
local
the farms,
council.
The farms and stuff?
Yeah.
But what about
the
wind blowing stuff around and just contaminating stuff?
That is a whole nother problem, though.
Yeah.
So because lots of people, well, the Federated Farmers were saying that it should be set at national level, and that's what they took to court and lost, and then lost the appeal, and then they were going to take it to Environment Court, but the Environment Court have knocked them back. So that was quite a big win for the GE free movement in New Zealand, but also for the Hawke's Bay Council, who are GE free at the moment, and I believe Northland Council, who are
when the farmers are taking things to court, do they do like to make it real dramatic and take the tractor and try ride up the stairs and crap?
That was great. You know what they should do is get a job, apparently. If you're protesting, apparently if you've got time to protest in the day, it's because you don't have a job, you know.
Fair enough.
It was quite a good creative protest, though.
Okay, good.
I'm just sort of...
John's just got a question.
I'm thinking, hasn't the horse sort of bolted on this in general? Because aren't, like, GE products, like, creeping into, like, everything? How do you know when you go shopping that it's not GE?
Well, there's also a food labelling law.
Is it GE or GM?
GM. Okay, firstly, let's decide what is GM.
What is happening?
Because you hear people saying lots of things about GM, but I'll give you the official definition, is that it is an organism, so just so you don't know what that's a plant, animal or microorganism, which has genetic material, so its DNA, has been altered in a way that does not occur naturally by mating or natural recombination. So that's basically defining it from being different to us selectively breeding. So when people say, but aren't the carrots genetically modified because we made them not purple, then that is a bit different.
People do sound like that. No, that's natural selection, isn't it?
That's natural selection, which is quite different.
We want them to be orange because the rabbit said it's orange, kind of thing. But there are actually all sorts of different types of cool carrots.
Yeah, and other food. But yeah, I mean, I don't think we can take, and there is lots of GM food in the supermarket, so corn is really commonly genetically modified.
Mm-hmm. To make it better and more rad. To make it get through your system without it being chewed better?
No. Okay. I'm sorry. Do you know what they need to... Someone needs to get on that. that one is to stop... actually, there's so many genetic modifications to
it. Can we make the corn pop when it gets in my mouth?
Oh, that's a good idea, too.
That would be good. John, if you could just...
Okay, I'll put on my deal.
John is looking horrified by all of that. I don't think we can treat... If you're going to ask my opinion...
I guess so. You're it.
I don't think we can treat all GM as equal. So we can't just be like, let's be GE-free or let's be... Or GMO, sorry. Free or let's not, because they aren't all equal. So without genetically modified organisms, we would have a whole lot of diabetics not surviving past their 10 years.
Right.
They got very dark very quickly.
Not surviving.
because that is made by GM bacteria. Insulin is, sorry. And so there is a place for it. But we just have to be very careful with it because we can't control it and we don't understand its impacts on a macro level, on an ecosystem level.
This is getting to a sort of Peter Parker's granddad, with great power comes great responsibility.
Oh,
sort of.
Yeah. Yeah, that's totally. And I like to use the plastic analogy. So plastic was a great invention. Somebody came up with it. It was fantastic from a science point of view. Like, it's a smart, you know, producing something.
Great reason to need oil, that's for sure, John.
It ticked a lot of boxes at the time. And if you looked at it on an individual level and they tested it, you know, on, you know, rats can live with it, no problem. It's going to be fine. But then on a macro scale, now we've got this huge pollution problem that they could never have tested in a laboratory for. And my feel for GM is it's very similar to that. We have to be very careful because on a big scale level, we can't control it. And New Zealand, we're really lucky because we're this little island. We can define ourselves this way, you know.
True.
Are there any particular areas of GMOs or GMO research that we need to be wary of?
Or controls?
I don't know. I just think that if we are going to do stuff, it needs to be pretty contained in labs and you know, just going, hey, this is... I mean, the other thing is that there's been lots of talk about what GMO can do for us, and it hasn't actually achieved that. So the most famous example is golden rice. So that was supposed to fix nutrient deficiencies in Asia. Mm. So where kids aren't getting enough, I believe it's vitamin A. And unfortunately, so they did all this work and they created this cool golden rice. But then they found that in Asia, it's actually a status, and I could be completely wrong about the exact reason, but it's something like a status to have white rice.
Yeah, okay.
And the golden thing was actually kind of like dirty to them or whatever.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It just didn't fly. And so we did all the, you know, big tests, lots of money poured into this, and it just didn't really work. And it was found to not really be that great anyway, because nobody was going to eat that much rice to get the nutrient they needed anyway. So,
God damn it.
Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it's fair to say that testing should happen, but we just have to remember constantly that ecosystems are very hard to test in, and the ecology that we're testing in is very sensitive, and we can create problems with our food web. You know, if we modify one organism, another organism might, you know, become a bigger predator or die out. Or
a sort of a hydra scenario.
Mm.
Cut one head off, two more come.
Possibly.
Jay, you don't just... It's sketchy. It's sketchy business meddling in there with your test tubes and whatnot, isn't
it?
Well,
I mean, I don't want to make it scary so that we're not, you know, people are scared of science, because I think that there's some great testing. And like I say, the insulin thing, right? Like, without GM, we wouldn't be able to have insulin. So there are some really good things. But I think from a large-scale agricultural purpose in New Zealand, I personally can't see any current benefits to it. You know, we've got so much to lose by losing the status of our environment.
Yeah, I think we've got enough, you know, resources for us not to have to really bother with that kind of thing.
Yeah. And it's sort of like, we could maybe genetically modify something so we can have more cows, but do we need more cows? Like, could we diversify our portfolio here?
We actually need little to no cows. Did we answer John's question? How do we know if something's GM when you go and shop in like a supermarket? Is it like something obvious, like a little...
No, it's not, unfortunately.
How do you stay righteous, Rita? I'm trying to stay righteous.
I think there's foods that are definitely ones to avoid if you want it. Like, so corn.
I can't have corn.
No. I think you can have organic corn.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Anything organic is...
Yeah, so that used to be a buzzword, though. Now it's back on.
Yeah, totally. Actually, someone could just write that on their corn, couldn't they?
Yes.
Liars.
Hey,
all those corn liars.
This isn't actually on topic, but Rad, what about that? No more oil drilling.
I was pretty stoked to hear that.
That's pretty good. We were talking about that the other day.
Yeah, and you know, they were like, oh, we're going to phase this out over 30 years. And I was like, okay, cool. So these people are kind of
You got to sort of shut the gate. You can't just like...
Yeah.
Did you see...
It was smart.
I love Jacinda's little straight to the phone Facebook scenarios. She sums it up real nice. And it's like, man, it's kind of like...
Yeah.
And like an expert comes into school and tells you how something works.
I love
it. It really, really helped.
And it's so colloquial and just like, okay, that explains it. And
totally.
I mean, mean, I wish I had 30 years knowing my industry was going to be okay for 30 years because, I mean, not many people can say we're phasing it out. Yeah, exactly.
Sweet. So, yay. Well, let's end on that upper, I think. John, are you forgotten about
how scary
he's
still looking very
GM?
Concerned.
Playing devil's advocate, don't we think that GMOs could be the future of making sure that we've got food that can be farmed efficiently and effectively and contain all the nutrients we need?
Yeah, so that is definitely the biggest argument for it. The biggest benefit is that we need to provide food for 9 billion people and we're not even keeping up with pace at the moment. The problem is,
we've got too much food already, so that
well, that's just it. There's so many other ways that we can do it that require a big shift in our thinking. We've got enough food as it is, but we just need to shift and shift our production and how we're doing it. The big one for me is that we're losing so much arable land a year, and that is, I think it's like 20% or something. The number's ridiculous.
Species go along with it as well.
So. And it's sort of like, well, why don't we fix that? Why don't we fix the problem instead of trying to create a solution that might not even fix it? Do you know what I mean? We could actually create this GE food, and then what could happen is it builds a resistance to whatever we've factored into it, and then next thing a bug comes through that's resistant to that, and then we lose big amounts of crop, and it's opening a can of worms massively.
Are they growing GM corn in New Zealand?
I think it depends on the area, so that's what this is all about.
Yeah,
so some districts,
what seeds you're getting, or what corn cob.
Yeah, so get, Hawke's Bay, any corn grown in the Hawke's Bay is GE free because that's what they've done. They've made their region GE free, and I think the great thing about that from them is now they can say that
that's
their wine's organic.
It's a big brag.
Yeah, it's a big brag globally. You know, I imagine Marlborough will follow suit because if you can say your wine is GE free globally, it's a big money spinner.
Bloody hell.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, Rita.
No worries.
Sustainable.
See you in a couple of weeks.
Thanks.